UFOs, aliens and the moon. I am hearing more and more about commercial airline passengers seeing UFOs and photographing them. It does make me wonder if the UFOs are flying within sight of planes on purpose so people can get more photos of them. Along with this, we have to add in all sightings that have been taking place lately. Many are coming to the conclusion the extraterrestrials are trying to bypass the governments of the world and in a way are appealing to the people to push their case to be accepted and even to make contact known. When I say contact known, there seems to be enough witness testimony to indicate we have been making contact for years, but the government and industry have been trying to hide the fact from us. A passenger was on a flight and had the window seat. As he looked out the window, he saw a UFO. The UFO whizzed past the plane, but the good thing about videos is the fact they can be slowed down, and in this case, it revealed a metallic object which was not of a known origin. The object was near New York City when it was photographed. The fact there are so many people who claim to have been abducted and taken aboard UFOs is amazing. It was mentioned today by a famous UFO author who thinks there may be a lot more than we know about. I am aware of a theory which states most of us have been abducted and examined, but we have all had mind wipes and these events were forgotten by most of us, but there are some which the wipes eventually wear off on or don't work at all. I am not saying I agree or disagree with this theory, just that it exists. People are starting to talk again about things which are said to exist on the moon. I guess this is being brought about because of all the preparations being made for the return both by the United States and China. Some are saying there is a building which is on the moon which looks like the United Nations building in New York City, but is much taller. I am not sure whether they are talking about the rumored tower which has been talked about for years or something else. The tower was said to be about 1.5 miles tall. There is also said to be a tall tower on one of the moons of Mars. Phobos is that moon, and Buzz Aldrin admitted this and said, when we find out we are really going to be surprised. The same type of UFOs we have seen on Earth have been seen at times traveling over the surface of the moon. This certainly proves they are capable of space travel. They have also been seen examining objects we put into orbit, and there is a suspicion they may have actually gone to the International Space Station. We have some proof aliens have conversed in person with shuttle crews. It is hard to deny the existence of these extraterrestrials and the contacts they have made, because too many others have seen this both in person and on cameras. For the first time, astronomers have detected a coherent radio signal from an alien planet. As things go in the universe, it is quite close coming from a planet which is only 12 light years away. Before we get too excited, it could be coming from a magnetic field on the planet, and not from aliens, but one never knows. I guess the signal will have to be studied to see if there is any way it could contain a message. Something very strange has been seen floating across the night sky in Arizona. The object was blue and seen by many people. Not only was the public interested, but also researchers became interested. A description by a witness stated the object was cigar-shaped, luminous and moved in a very unusual way. There was no sound coming from the object which was moving up and down. It hovered for about 30 minutes. The witness said eventually a F-15 fighter plane appeared and flew close to it. UFO investigators have been trying for many decades to get the government to admit to the fact UFOs are from other planets. As a matter of fact, an article appeared in a newspaper in 1953 accusing the government of having films which prove UFOs are from other planets. Recently, a member of Congress who wants more UFO hearings was asked to lay off. It was said he was told it could cause a panic if the facts got released. We have been hearing this for years. Is it true, or is it just an excuse to keeping the facts from us? I have said many times, no matter what the facts are, we are entitled to hear them. We all know sometimes the news we get is bad and sometimes it is good, but most of the time it is neither. No matter what the news is about UFOs, we should be told. There is one thing I wonder about, however. Are we being warned about something we are doing which is destroying the Earth as we have been told in the news, or is that just part of the plan to push government programs? We are not in a good position. We just don't know enough about UFOs to understand what is going on. We are hearing two different things. One is that the UFOs and aliens are a threat and we have to defend ourselves against them, which most of us know is impossible, given their level of technology. The other thing we hear is they are friendly and looking out for our best interests. Obviously, one side is wrong and one is correct. Which one is it? Come to think about it, both sides could be correct. It seems we are dealing with extraterrestrials who come from different planets and maybe different galaxies, and while some may be friendly, there could also be some who would love to take over the Earth. That is the other thing we have been told, that there is an organization of planets which keeps things in check the best they can. We have also been told by some there are some races who despise us. I am referring to those known as the reptilians. There has even been rumors they think of us as food. Let's hope this gets sorted out.